The little froggy from Peru. Upon having sculpted my little Peru froggy friend, I began pondering what more can be done with little rebuilt artifacts. I came across a really sad story from Pompeii about a sorceress kit being recently found. There I noticed all the little bits had holes in them to hang them on necklaces and such. So selling sorcerer's kits is another thing that can be done. I pondered creating a low polygon version, which is a geometric wireframe, really. But this has to be designed from scratch as such, because reducing geometry of a sculpted piece just pretty much distorts it. For blobby sculptures like the froggy, it is easy to apply the solidify modifier to make it hollow. And using a boolean modifier to subtract some of the bottom can make a sculpture stand flat. I think my best idea, kind of, is to split the froggy very much like the original in half, which calls for intersecting it with a plane using different Boolean modifier and parting it into two pieces, then giving it thickness with solidify followed by a hinge and a little locking mechanism. This way it can become a little trinket box. This seems like something that should be done manually. Geometry nodes may not be the best choice here because of how complex the sculpted mesh usually ends up being. Majority of 3D printed jewelry is about thin little wires and a lot of open space that human hands can't create. It makes a piece look very intricate and saves on material costs, keeping the price down. I have noticed plastic jewelry somewhat seems okay. A golden silky filament could maybe make something really pretty, but I am not too sure. The Moche culture that the froggy originates from is theorized to have faded away some 1300 years ago due to climate change. I could tell the original artist was actually studying frogs. He didn't just create one from memory. They gave the frog a belly, a strong brow, a nose, and there is a hint of front legs too. Whether an artifact becomes a jewelry item or a game piece, or sold as a digital model that others can use in their own pursuits, rebuilding a 1500-year-old artifact was quite an amazing adventure.